A noise like thunder filled the bridge and reverberated through the whole craft. The two outboard motors were the main thrust, vectored down for the moment. They blasted fire onto the deck of the small bay, scattering the machinery and equipment from underneath and around the craft, slamming it into walls and off the roof as the blinding jets of flame steadied under the vessel. The inboard, lift-only nose motor fired raggedly at first, then settled quickly, starting to burn its own hole through the thin layer of ultra-dense material which covered the small bay floor. The clear air turbulence stirred like a waking animal, groaning and creaking and shifting its weight. On the screen, a huge shadow veered across the wall on the roof in front as the infernal light from the nose fusion motor burned under the ship. Rolling clouds of gas from burning machinery were starting to haze over the view. Hawser was amazed that the walls of the small bay had held out. He flicked the bow laser at the same time as increasing the fusion motor power. The screen detonated with light. The wall ahead burst open like a flower seen in time-lapse, huge petals throwing themselves toward the ship and a million pieces of wreckage and debris flashing past the vessel's nose on the shockwave of air bursting in from the far side of the lasered wall. At the same time, the clear air turbulence lifted off. The leg weight readouts stopped at zero, then blanked out as the legs, glowing red with heat, stowed themselves inside the hull. Emergency undercarriage cooling circuits whined into action. The craft started to slew to one side, shaking with its own power and with the impact of debris swirling about it. The view ahead cleared. Hawser steadied the ship, then gunned the rear motors, flinging some of their power backward toward the small bay doors. A rear screen showed them glowing white hot. Hawser would dearly have liked to head that way, but reversing and ramming the doors with the cat would have probably been suicidal, and turning the craft in such a confined space impossible. Just going forward was going to be hard enough. The hole wasn't big enough. Hawser saw it coming toward him and knew straight away. He used one shaking finger on the laser beam spread control set in the semi-wheel of the controls, turning the spread up to maximum, then firing once more. The screen washed out with light again, all around the perimeter of the hole. The cat stuck its nose and then its body into another small bay. Hawser waited for something to hit the sides or roof of the white-hot gap, but nothing happened. They sailed through on their three pillars of fire, throwing light and wreckage and waves of smoke and gas before them. The dark waves blasted out over shuttles. The whole small bay they were now moving slowly through was full of shuttles of every shape and description. They were floating over them, battering them and melting them with their fire. Hawser was aware of Websalin sitting on the seat beside him, his eyes locked onto the view ahead, his legs drawn up as far as possible so that his knees stuck up above the edge of the console and his arms locked in a sort of square over his head, each hand grasping the biceps of the other arm. His face was a mask of fear and incredulity when Hawser turned round to glance at him and grinned. Websalin pointed frenziedly at the main screen. "Watch!" he screeched over the racket. The cat was shaking and bouncing, rocked by the stream of superheated matter pouring from under its hull. It would be using the atmosphere around it to produce plasma now that there was air available, and in the relatively confined space of the small bays, the turbulence created was enough to shake the vessel bodily. There was another wall ahead, coming up faster than Hawser would have liked. They were slewing slightly again as well. He narrowed the laser angle again and fired, pulling the ship round at the same time. The wall flashed once around its edges. The roof and floor of the small bay flashed in loops of flame where the laser caught them, and dozens of parked shuttles ahead of them pulsed with light and heat. The wall ahead started to fall slowly back, but the cat was coming up on it faster than it was crumpling. Hawser gasped and tried to pull back. He heard Websalin howl as the vessel's nose hit the undamaged center of the wall. The view on the main screen tilted as the ship rammed into the wall material. Then the nose came down. The clear air turbulence quivered like an animal shaking water from its fur, and they were rocking and yawing into yet another small bay. It was totally empty. Hawser gunned the engines a little more, took a couple of bursts with the laser at the next wall, then watched in amazement as this wall, instead of falling back like the last one, crashed down toward them like a vast castle drawbridge slamming in one fiery piece onto the deck of the empty small bay. In a fury of steam and gas, a mountain of water appeared over the top of the collapsing wall and poured out in a huge wave toward the approaching ship. Hawser heard himself shouting. He rammed the motor controls full on and kept the laser fire button hard down. The cat leapt forward. It flashed over the surface of the cascading water. enough of the plasma heat smashing into its liquid surface to instantly fill all the space of small bays its passage had created with a boiling fog of steam. As the tide of water continued to pour from the flooded small bay and the cat screeched above it, the air about the ship filled with superheated steam. The external pressure gauge went up too quickly for the eye to follow. The laser blasted even more vapour off the water in front, and with an explosion like the end of the world, the next wall blew out ahead of the vessel, weakened by the laser and finally blasted away by the sheer pressure of steam. The clear air turbulence shot out from the tunnel of linked small bays like a bullet from a gun. Motors flaming in the middle of a cloud of gas and steam which it quickly outdistanced, it roared into a canyon of air-filled space between towering walls of bay doors and opened accommodation sections, lighting up kilometres of wall and cloud, screaming with its three flamed filled throats and seemingly pulling after it a tidal wave of water and a volcano-like cloud of steam, gas and smoke. The water fell, turning from a solid wave into something like heavy surf, then spray, then just rain and water vapour, following the huge flapping card of the bay door, tumbling through the air. The cat wrenched itself round, twisting and slewing through the air in an attempt to check its headlong rush toward the far wall of small bay doors facing it across that vast internal canyon. Then its motors flickered and went out. The clear air turbulence started to fall. Hawser gunned the controls, but the fusion motors were dead. The screen showed the wall of doors to the other bays on one side, then air and clouds, then the wall of bay doors on the other side. They were in a spin. Hawser looked over at Wobslin as he fought with the controls. The engineer was staring at the main screen with a glazed expression on his face. "Wobslin!" Hawser screamed. The fusion motors stayed dead.
"Ah!"
Wobslin seemed to have woken up to the fact that they were falling out of control. He leapt at the controls in front of him.
"Just fly it," he shouted. "I'll try the primers. Must have overpressured the motors."
Hawser wrestled with the controls while Wobslin tried to restart the engines. On the screen, walls spun crazily about them and clouds beneath them were coming up fast. Beneath them, really beneath them, a dead flat layer of clouds. Hawser shook the controls again. The nose motor burst into life, guttering wildly, sending the spinning craft careering off toward one side of the artificial cliff of bay doors and walls. Hawser cut the motor out. He steered into the spin, using the craft's control surfaces rather than the motors. Then he aimed the whole ship straight down and put his fingers on the laser buttons again. The clouds flashed up to meet the vessel. He closed his eyes and squeezed the laser controls.